Station, 98 BXY.
All right, time to get a checkup from the neck up. What's up, guys? It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Friday, and we're just... those good vibes. 585-252-9800 if you guys want to be a part of the show. We'd love for you to weigh in this morning. Breeze, who's here?
Nico and Steve are here. Hey-o! Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are all the way up for a three-day weekend. We're going to Stony Brook on Saturday. Love you both so much.
Stony Brook.
Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Okay. You guys, too.
Go spend that cash, Nico and Steve.
Send it.
We love you guys.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. Amy? Vibes are great. Excited to celebrate my husband's 50th surprise party this weekend. I hope I was supposed to read that. Nate, are you listening?
Wait, she wrote it.
She wrote it. Along with our family trip. Have a great trip, Moose.
Thank you.
Breezy, enjoy your weekend. I really hope Nate's not listening. My vibes for today are high.
That's
because
good.
Because honestly, like, we're the only show here, and it just proves time and time again we are the hardest working radio show in Rochester. Like,
constantly.
No days off.
Constantly patting yourself on the back.
As we take two weeks off, like coming up here.
It's constant. I'm glad the vibes are up for you this morning. It is going to be fall vibes this morning, you guys. 64 for the high today. It's like 55 out right now. It's a little chilly start. But I got to tell you, it feels a little refreshing. Leaving home this morning, walking out on the streets, downtown Rochester.
Pop off.
There was a certain smell in the air. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I checked the bottom of my shoe. Wasn't that? But
what was said smell?
We don't know. Maybe my upper lip. I don't know. Vibes are through the roof. It's my parents' 45th wedding anniversary tomorrow. We might celebrate with them. I'm doing lunch with my buddy today. Big lunch guy.
Huge lunch guy.
And then Sunday, I'm going to chill and try to decompress. I haven't packed yet for Italy. I have to do that.
Perfect.
But I mean, what do I bring? I don't even know what I'm supposed to pack. What I did yesterday was, you know that Stanley Tucci show where he explores Italy and he's just kind of going around and trying all the foods and meeting all the people? Well, the spots I was going to, I watched those episodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they dress like me. I have linen. I have sweaters. And then I'm checking the weather and it's like some of the days are going to be like 88, 80. But... damn. I don't want to show up to Rome with socks up to my knees with cargo shorts. It's disrespectful. I'm not going to do it.
You wearing a snowsuit in the middle of the summer is crazy. You're like, I just don't want to be cold. I don't want to be chilled.
Tommy Bechtold said vibes are through the roof this morning. Our boy Tommy.
Yeah, because he's replacing you. So. He's literally coming for your job.
I know he is.
I know, you guys. So just so everybody knows... the skinny. Moose is obviously going to be in Italy. But don't worry. We're going to keep the content fresh and tight for you for your back to school vibes. We got some really fun people coming on. So
yeah.
You're going to love it. We're in great hands. I just learned how to run the board yesterday. So
Breezy is going to sit in the captain's chair.
Everything's going to go swimmingly.
Yeah. Well, at
least... I push one button. I'm like, all right, I'm an expert. He's like, that's simply not how that works, but sounds good.
That's great. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can also stream us live on that free Odyssey app. And coming up, we'll tell you why some Rochester City School District staff have not been paid in nearly 2 months due to technical issues. Can you imagine? Especially when you're on your last dime. You're like, why haven't I gotten paid this week? You should see it sometime in the next 2 months. Oh, right, of course. We'll talk about all of that and the frustration coming up next on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. So Word on the street is some Rochester City school district staff have not been paid in nearly 2 months due to technical issues with the new management system. And the district transitioned to what it's called. It's called Oracle, which is a new financial software. And it's caused a ton of payroll problems affecting hundreds of employees. I mean, who wouldn't panic after not receiving a paycheck in over 2 months?
Well, I mean, it's the best time to do it, though, because it's not like they're in school. So some of them aren't getting paid anyway, unless you space out your paycheck. Well,
this
the
is
year.
Not just teachers we're talking about, though. This is everybody who's a staff member in the school district. President of the Rochester Teachers Association says a whole lot of people working for the district are either not getting paid or not getting paid accurately or in a timely way. So all back pay should be resolved and in the person's bank account by September 19th, if not earlier. That's still, what, 20 days away?
Yeah.
People are not happy in complaining that sometimes it takes 5 days, a week, or longer to get a paycheck from the district, or in this case, two months. So, for one, this is illegal because they need to get their crap together. One employee said a lot of people are paycheck to paycheck. So when we're missing a paycheck and it doesn't come when it's expected and we have rent due and we have kids, it can be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And the district previously stated that paychecks would go out as scheduled next Friday, but confidence among staff remains low.
Jiminy yeah. Cricks.
I'll never forget a similar situation happened with me where I was waiting for over 2 weeks for my next paycheck. Because I was on my last dime, and I finally got it, and it was almost $250 short. It's such a deflating feeling, especially when you're counting on it.
Happens all the time.
A lot of people count money before they even have it.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this coming in, I have this, and then when it doesn't show up, it's like, well, I already spent it.
Yeah.
Back into the red.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, school is starting next week, and this was news to me yesterday. So we have a girl that came into the studio. Her name was Jillian. She's going to be a senior this year at Mercy High School. She was shadowing Breezy and I. And she brought up the fact that seniors are doing this one thing. And it's not just at one particular school. It's everywhere. I never did this when I was a senior in high school. And it's, how would you explain this? It's very...
Is it
niche?
It's juvenile, you know?
I mean, it's not the word I was going to use, but sure.
It is. I mean, I think that when you're at this stage of your life, I personally and my friends acted, honestly, the complete opposite is this.
Right.
And it's kind of weird for this generation below us because I feel like they always tend to act or want to be older than what they are. And this goes against everything that they stand for when it comes to beating their face with... you know, $150 makeup. But we'll get into it and tell you what it is coming up next.
98BXY is free and always will be.
Well, Ariana Grande is switching positions for us again.
She's always switching positions. She's loving it.
It's BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday. Yesterday, we had a girl by the name of Jillian in the studio with us. She
was called her Gianna. We don't know.
I don't know why. She was sitting in on the show and was shadowing Breezy and I. It was probably the worst experience of her life. But she's going to be a senior at Mercy this year. And I asked her a very simple question. Are you excited to get a new backpack for your first day of school? And she says, yeah, I just got a brand new Hello Kitty backpack. And I was
like side-eyeing her like, okay, pop all the way off.
I thought... going to Mercy, being a senior, she's very well put together. I'm like, let me guess, you're getting a Louis?
No, she's like, I got my brand new Gucci backpack.
Right. No, she got a Hello Kitty. And apparently, this is a thing.
Yeah.
All seniors are doing it each year. They buy a backpack that's more childish, if you will.
I guess when you turn, what is it, 17, 18, and go off to your senior year of high school, no matter what school you're at, I mean, Mercy... Irondequoit, Brighton, you name it, seniors are basically paying homage to their younger years and getting a backpack that they would get when they were in elementary school. And it's like, whether it be Hello Kitty, Paw Patrol, something.
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, something that's like very kiddish and juvenile. And I don't really understand why. I don't get the I don't get the whole lore here, but it's probably something they saw on TikTok.
Well, it's all over TikTok. And this is something all seniors do each year, is they buy a backpack like this. And I didn't know it was a thing because I graduated quite a few years ago. And yes, I got my diploma. It's hanging up on my wall next to my MCC degree. I'm a proud graduate.
So if you Google senior year kids' backpacks, this is what pops up.
I see it. Yeah, so that's wild.
It's Little Mermaid, Jojo Siwa, Peppa the Pig, My Little Pony, Powerpuff Girls, Hello Kitty, One Direction, like the list goes on.
Power Rangers for the guys. On.
See, yeah, I wonder if guys do this though. Actually, I doubt it, but
oh, I think the guys are doing it too. They see the girls doing it. They're like, oh, am I doing this right? Like me?
Yeah, literally.
go to prom with me. I was a JanSport guy. I had one backpack. I kid you not. From freshman year of high school all the way until I finished college, the same backpack. You want to do a marketing campaign around the durability of JanSport? That thing was incredible. No tears, no rips. I still have that backpack at home in my closet. That thing is like 26 years old. I'll sell it. If anybody wants it, I'll sell it for like $500.
This is crazy. So this is nuts. Basically, why they're doing this is because they want to go back in time and They're on the cusp of adulthood, but they don't want to grow up just yet.
You're just at the edge. Let's go over to Carmen on hold. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
What up?
Good morning. Back in my day, we bundled all our books together and carried them like men and women uphill. We didn't have backpacks.
Oh, shut up. You're so full of crap.
I don't remember having a backpack. Because what would we have had? Like Thundercats, Star Wars backpacks? We would have never done that.
Would you tie a string? Did you tie a string around all your books and walk uphill barefoot?
You pegged me as a messenger bag guy. You did.
I mean, I honestly don't remember seeing people with backpacks in high school.
What?
Maybe okay, I'm so wrong. I hope somebody from 86 calls in because I don't remember it.
You know what, Carmen? Now that you mention that, any 70s and 80s horror movie I've ever watched, all these kids are walking through the hallway holding their books.
Yeah, we're all holding books. Nobody's got backpacks.
They're clenching their textbooks, and then all of a sudden, Brad comes up and shoves Sally from behind, and her glasses go flying, and the books are scattered everywhere.
Get the books out of their hand. As they're walking, you mail the books out of their hand.
He's like, move it, beat it, loser.
Right.
And then, every 80s movie, every 90s every movie. And then she just takes her glasses off, and they're like, oh, she's stunning. Gorgeous.
That's all it took was her to take her.
Guys, we didn't have cool cartoons to wear on backpacks. I mean, we had Thundercats, He-Man, but nobody was going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you even have locker mates?
Did we have what? No. Locker mates? No, we had mirrors that we taped to the inside of our lockers.
Oh, my God. Sounds ratchet. But honestly, when I got to high school, that was the biggest shift because we did start carrying backpacks. We didn't carry backpacks in middle school because we just used our lockers. We'd carry them home and to school. But in high school, you had so many more books and binders and everything that you had to carry a backpack.
I think the most frustrating part of high school was them making you put brown paper bags around your books to protect them.
Oh, dude, we did that all the time.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I had the coolest book covers ever.
Yeah, I was using paper bags from Wegmans. I couldn't do it. It was very difficult. Carmen, we love you, buddy. Have the best
writing. You're struggling financially at the age of 17. Oh, mine were stunning.
Weekend, guys.
Bye, right, you, Carmen. You too, man. What's next? Are we bringing back DVD? Actually, that's, as I mention it myself, cassettes are back.
Yeah, cassettes are back.
Which is so weird. Are cassette players obviously back too?
First cassette tape, go.
I think it was like NSYNC. Backstreet Boys?
I know mine.
One of the two.
Here's mine. Anyone remember the Mighty Mighty Bosstones? I pulled my mom into FYE in the mall. I was like, you gotta buy me this. This was the first cassette tape.
It wasn't even a thought yet.
No, you were three years old. This was 90, I think it was 97. I don't remember. Maybe it was Michael Jackson Thriller. But this was it, man. I love the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Whatever happened to FYE?
Not me, 3 years old, twerking to that song.
98PXY traffic.
Smooth start on this Friday morning. Thruway moving well in both directions. 490 through Pittsburgh. You're moving at posted speeds from the thruway into downtown. Even those eastbound lanes look good in the area. 390, no delays from the thruway up to 490. 490 on the west side looks good as you head into downtown through gates. I'm Alan Carr with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98PX.
And Breezy, your weekend starts now.
Little Birdie told us it was Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Moose Breezy!
We're the only ones in the building, so we can say whatever we want.
All right, Breezy. 63 for the high today, and yeah, that's it, but we'll take it because the sun is peaking.
The weather's like Labor Day? Yeah, we're going to do a hard and fast stop. We didn't start until after Memorial Day, and we're going to end right at Labor Day.
Huge announcement. Something big happened. Breezy has been keeping this quiet. The moment has arrived.
Well, I was embarrassed.
She has an announcement, and yes, it's worth talking about. I'll let you do the honors. Go ahead.
So, I did something a little psycho, but I did receive a ring.
You received a ring.
I received a ring.
This is very...
Some would call it an engagement ring. But the problem is that it came via FedEx, and I ordered it myself.
Right, of course. What any woman would do, order her engagement ring through the mail for herself.
And it was only a hearty $20 on TikTok Shop. So basically what's been going on is there has been whispers of Patrice and I potentially getting engaged. And I don't know when, I don't know how,
when
I don't
you say,
know where.
When you say whispers, when she's in REM sleep, you're whispering in her ear, you're going to propose to me on this date wearing this outfit.
So there's been chats, and she thinks I'm nuts because, and I think I'm kind of nuts too, but I'm wondering if there's other women that can back me up on this and make me feel... less alone and less nuts.
I'm
taking a shot in the dark here. I'm really sticking my neck out. But I ordered this like fake engagement ring on TikTok Shop for $20. Because, and I know everyone's like, you're psychotic. I get
it. Do you have it with you?
I get it. No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't. So I ordered it because, well.
Why did you order this?
I don't wear rings.
Right, you don't really wear a ton of jewelry.
And I need to get used to it. And I need to figure out how it feels, if I can handle it.
There, first of all, you're wasting your time. Because you're comparing a $20 ring to one that might cost $7,500. It's a different feel altogether.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Honestly, it's great. It's great quality. It's heavy.
It's great quality.
It really, honestly, I don't really know the difference. But I was wearing it yesterday. I was wearing it around.
Sure.
And I showed my mom and she was appalled.
I can imagine.
She was disgusted.
I have to ask, ladies, would you ever buy yourself a fake engagement ring just to practice? How many of you have taken a $20 ring for a test drive to see how it might feel? 585-252-9800. Because part of me feels bad for you, and I don't know why.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Like,
no,
how?
Because so here's what it comes down to. When I do get engaged one day,
yeah,
I will have this ring as my travel ring, as my fake ring. So when I go on the lake somewhere, when I leave the state, when I leave the country, I don't want to bring my ring really out of the county.
So when it's time to have a baby and get pregnant, mm-hmm. are you going to take a fake pregnancy test just for practice?
I could, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Hello, PXY.
Hello, good morning.
Well, hey, Patrice. Oh, Brazy's girlfriend, everyone. Do you tell me what's going on in your apartment. What the hell is happening? Do you hear this?
I'm just as lost as everyone else. Yep, so, I hear it loud and clear.
When you came home, please tell me you saw this on her finger.
Moose, we went to go look at houses yesterday, and she showed up with the ring on. I was like, I didn't know you were engaged. This is news to me.
What is the first thought that went through your head?
Honestly, for me, it was more of a practicality. I'm more upset that I spent thousands of dollars on this future potential ring when she bought this $20 ring and she's loving it and wearing it. I'm about to go return the ring.
Wait, so do you already... What are you saying? Do you have a ring you already purchased?
Do you have a ring?
I already have a deposit. There's a deposit been put down.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying there's already a potential ring. You already put a deposit down. This is happening 100%.
100% is a large percentage. I'd say at least 80% chance. I don't know. We'll see. The fake ring is wild, so the chances are dwindling by the day.
This is a lot. How many of you have purchased a wedding dress even though you were single for practice?
So actually, no, listen. My mom, and shame on my mom, Bethy, because she gave me so much shade yesterday.
As she
my
should.
My mom bought her wedding dress before she was even engaged.
No.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She was with your dad.
She was dating my dad, but they were not engaged. She saw it on a sale, and she was like, I gotta have it. So her throwing shade at me is absolutely insane.
I don't know what's worse, buying the dress before you're even engaged or buying the ring.
If the price is right.
For 20 bucks.
If the price is right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm just curious what everyone else's partner would think.
Patrice, if anything, I'm looking out for you and your assets and your financial future, because I don't want to get us into a situation, when I say us, I mean me, where I'm wearing said ring and then I lose it or it falls or now it's in the bottom of Candago Lake.
Patrice.
That's why I needed the fake one.
Yeah, I mean,
it's called insurance. There is a thing called insurance that you just purchase and you can wear the real deal and then you lose it and you get a brand new one.
She's so manipulative. She always says she's looking out for everyone else. She's looking out for herself.
No,
this
she's
most ridiculous.
Only looking out for herself.
Right.
This is all...
Are you sure you want to do this?
Like I said, the chances are dwindling by the day.
Right. Can I ask how much you put down for the deposit?
They were generous. They only made me put down $1,000.
That was very nice of them.
It was very nice. I can get the money back if I need to.
It's not bad considering the ring was $1,150.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, thanks for calling up.
Thanks, Patrice. I love you.
By the way, can I ask you something real quick before you leave? Does this make you less attracted to her whatsoever? You just don't care. You're used to it.
At this point, I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still love her.
Yeah, I still love her. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Not you trying to get her to break up with me. Not you trying to get her to call off the engagement.
This is just... I can't believe you did this. You're walking around with a
How can you not believe I did this? This is so on brand for me. I need the practice, and I need to figure out if it's something I can tolerate. What if I get this? If I get this rock, and I'm like, oh, I don't like the way this feels on my finger. I need to get used to it.
I'm just saying, it's all too weird for me, and I've done some weird things alone.
Can I tell you a secret?
What's that?
Just you and I, just us girls.
Sure.
I slept with it on last night. So.
That's why your finger's green.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98 PX.
I absolutely love seeing kids have entrepreneurial spirit. It's truly the best. I also love Center for Youth. Do a lot of work with them when it comes to Rochester Fashion Week and everything in between. And a group of Rochester kids turned an idea into a real impact yesterday on Thursday. So 6 young students held a bake sale to benefit Center for Youth, and the kids hunkered down in the kitchen for more than 2 days.
What did they make?
I'm not quite sure. They advertised throughout their neighborhoods with signs. And Thursday, they presented the profits of their hard work to the organization. So it says they made cookies, they made cakes, all of the cute little bake sale goodies. Said, we've done this bake sale for the past 3 years, and we've done it for a bunch of different international causes. And this year, we wanted to do something a little more local. The bake sale raised $711.50, and that will all go directly towards the Center for Youth to help create opportunities for local youth in need.
Get that bag.
Get that bag, Patricia.
I love when kids do this. I did something similar in school to raise money. We did calzones. We didn't do brownies or cookies.
We did something a little more simple. We just did a full pizza folded in half.
No, but I'll never forget. Parents are so supportive. Like, even if these cookies sucked, everyone is going to be like, these are the best cookies I've ever had. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
Well, leave it to my father. I made this calzone, and they had all the ingredients you wanted, anything. But most people were doing, like, pepperoni, cheese, a normal calzone.
Right.
I put raisins in mine, and I brought it home.
You've always had massive issues. You definitely have. Yeah.
I was like, you know, my dad ate it. He's like, oh, my God, what is this?
This is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Of course, my mother's like, this is so good.
And that's the difference between the two of them. Right. Yeah.
It's really, really great. Guys, serious question this morning, because as you know, Breezy and I, we're always asking the hard-hitting questions.
Okay, this is more of a you question than a me question, but ask away.
We've been hearing people debate this for years, and honestly, we're not sure where we land in this, but we would love to hear from you. Does this make cheating more acceptable?
I know exactly where I land in this.
If you found out your partner did this instead of the other, we'll tell you what it is and talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, this is
just
interesting.
Do it. Ask your stupid question.
Men, legitimate question this morning. Let's say you discovered that, well, baby, now let's make love tonight. Let's say that.
This is the dumbest segment we've ever
done. You discovered that your woman cheated on you. That would obviously hurt quite a bit. But would you feel better if the person she cheated on you with was a woman? Yes or no? 585-252-9800, because they did a study where they asked a group of men if cheating is more acceptable if their girlfriend cheated on them with another woman instead of a man, and a majority of men said, yeah, that would hurt less. But why? Because I would assume your ego would hurt just as much.
It would hurt more to know that they had to go elsewhere. You can't even provide. You can't provide even half of what they found somewhere else.
That's not what men are saying, though.
Some men are just very dumb. I'm so sorry.
So basically, they're not self-aware of what's really going on in this situation.
Hot. It's like, ew, Jonathan. Keep it in your pants.
And I started thinking about it, and I was like,
it just goes to show how unattractive she is to you that she literally had to go find the exact opposite of you.
No, I don't think that's what it is, though. I don't know.
That's what it is. So, trust me.
So, women, if you found out your guy like went full Brokeback Mountain on you, would that hurt less instead of you finding out he cheated with another woman?
No.
I find this fascinating.
This is the difference between men and women, okay? First of all, women getting cheated on by men, that's just a Tuesday. Nothing shocking there.
Breezy, give me a break.
No, don't start dumping on men. I'm not.
You've never dated a guy.
That's not true. I've dated many a guy, unfortunately. That's why I'm in the situation I am today. But it's just so funny how you think that it would be like all peachy keen. Not at all. Not only would a woman be devastated that she was cheated on, but also devastated because her whole life, and whether it be relationship, marriage, I don't care what the status of your relationship is, has been an absolute lie. The person that you've been with has not been able to, first of all, they don't like you. Second of all, they aren't living their full authentic life. They're not even attracted to you or anyone that looks like you.
Well, you know, it's crazy because why do people cheat? They're lacking something within their relationship. They're not getting something. And I knew this
or guy, something within themselves.
When I was in California, I met this dude and his wife cheated on him with another woman. And I don't know. They're still together this day, which I find odd.
The girl? Her and the girl?
No.
Oh.
The husband and his wife. I guess
they probably have an open marriage now. She's like, let me do what I need to do. Like hunting wives, you know?
I didn't see it.
What?
But I hear a lot of good
things. You haven't seen Hunting Wives?
Well, what's the hype about when it comes
to
Hunting
Wives? It's such a good show.
What makes it great? Is there a lot of sex scenes in it?
Oh my God, there's so much sex.
Oh yeah, I should probably
so much sex. There's like never been more sex, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Even more than Bridgerton?
I didn't watch that show.
Oh, that's
I can't do accents. Anyways, it's a wild.
Hello, PXY.
What the heck is wrong with you two?
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Dear.
Teresa, you know, I wish when you called, you'd introduce yourself and say hello.
Yeah, you always just come in so hot.
How come you never say hi?
Come on. Listen, guys, you know, the more and more I listen to you, the more I think you guys need to be medicated. This is unbelievable.
Not the two-for-one lobotomy.
I hope, you know, the only reason I listen is to try to win tickets, okay?
Right.
Why are you asking this question?
Because I found it to be fascinating.
It's making me sick. If you found out your girlfriend cheated with another girl, would that be okay? What the hell? You two are disgusting.
Again, please don't put me in this category.
Let me guess. This is another question that Moose was dying to ask, right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head.
Breezy, listen. You guys sit there giggling like a teenager. You know, and Moose,
I'm just as disgusted.
You're no better.
I'm just as disgusted as you, Teresa. Please,
spare me. You need to get checked. Okay?
Spare me.
It doesn't matter if a woman. Listen. It doesn't matter if it's a woman, a man, or a freaking garden gnome, okay? Cheating is cheating. End of story. Let me tell you something. My daughter, she's single, going through a horrible divorce.
How long has this divorce lasted?
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
My other daughter, her husband's amazing, okay? If he cheated on her, it doesn't matter if it's with a man or a woman. She still would be hurt.
Teresa,
no one's saying that.
The majority of men that were asked said they would feel less hurt.
Come on.
Let me ask you, Teresa, serious question, though. Let's paint a picture here. You just came home from Scott Miller. You got a beautiful blowout, and you're excited to come home and show your husband. The lights are off. You walk into the house. Your husband's on the sofa spooning another man. Feel less painful?
You guys need help. You know, this is just it's disgusting. Yeah, every time
again,
I listen to this show, I swear, I'm never calling again. And here I am.
I
say that every week.
Somebody's got to tell you the truth and hold you accountable. You guys give me a stomach ache. Well, why can't you talk about something nice like family dinners and everyone around the table? It's unbelievable. You really need help.
Why can't we talk about family dinners? No, we prefer DoorDash.
Again.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're sick. Goodbye.
Okay, Teresa. Thanks for calling in. My God.
She always adds so much, you know.
She really does.
Listen. My daughters, listen. We're listening. You need help.
Hold on. Let me go over to Josh real quick. Honest, it's crazy you guys bring this up because I had the same conversation with my girlfriend last week about this. And yes, if she cheated, I would be hurt. But a lot less hurt if I found out it was with another woman. Have a great day. Asking the hard-hitting questions Monday through Friday right here on 98PXY Mornings.
98PXY. It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend. Starts now.
Pump it up.
I love when we do this segment. Everyone's always pissed off.
You can't stop laughing. So.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It is Friday, 64 for the high today. That's it.
That's it. Here we go. It's not going to get higher.
Boss Asha across murder rates, garbage plates. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if or text if you need to get something off your chest. Let's do it.
Do what you need to do, boo.
All right, Breezy baby. Why don't you...
Don't ever call me that again. I'll literally puke.
Why don't you pop things off?
Just pop it all the way off. All right. This person says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Being a morning person sucks. And if you are that person, I want to punch you in the face. There, I said it.
See what I'm talking about? This is what I'm talking about. Everyone's always pissed. It's like Friday morning, you know?
But I know. What is there to be upset about?
I think the frustration from the entire week.
This person's really mad. They said 3D printing is becoming low-key lazy and contributing to the plastic problem. There, I said it.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
I love our 3D printed signs.
We have so much 3D printed stuff in the studio with us this morning. It's a lot. Brett is here. I honestly think that the fumes from cars and buses smell so good. Happy Friday, you guys. There, I said it. Thanks, Brett. Honestly, I'm shocked you even know what day of the week it is. Let's go over. You know what mine is for today? ChatGPT is useless. There, I said it. I made Chat pick my Powerball numbers for the drawing the other night. It didn't hit one number. I played three separate games, not a single number.
Did someone win, though?
No.
Did they find a winner? No.
I went to bed.
Yeah, that's because everyone's using Chat.
I went to bed.
You're like, I'm so innovative and you know, different. I'm like, everyone's doing that.
I was like, Chat, what are the winning numbers for the Powerball? I need to know what's important. And they spit out, like, all these random numbers. And I was like, yes, these are winning numbers. I can feel it. Not one. I went to bed thinking I was going to wake up with $1 billion. I wasn't even close. Let's go over to Melissa. People who insist on giving unsolicited parenting advice really need to shut up. Sometimes a new mom or new dad just need to survive the day without a lecture. There, I said it. Well said, Melissa.
Nice. This person says, live music inside restaurants is almost always a bad idea. There, I said it.
Well, some of them don't know the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a fine...
I'm like, we're at a really hipster brewery. We don't actually speak at that volume. Thank you so much.
I went into Wegmans the other day, and this was playing. I'm like, that's...
Danny was piping in live from his yacht in Canandaigua. Like, hey, guys. Thanks for shopping on aisle 2.
Let's go over to...
Or maybe not his yacht. Maybe his jet. I don't know.
Either one. Andrea says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I don't know what it is, but tongue kisses are so gross. There, I said it. Okay. Well, if you think that's gross. Who's Matt? Maddie, Moose and Breeze, all restaurants should require a card on hold before meals are served. Because too many people today dine and dash. This needs to be a new law. There, I said it. That's an interesting take, Maddie. You might be onto something. There are a lot of people that run out on the bill.
Who?
People run out on the bill. I did it in high school at a Denny's. I'm not proud of it. I had to go back. I had my picture up on the wall. Because everybody was doing it. You thought you were cool. It gave you such a rush. Stupid.
I'm shocked you never got arrested. Mine for today is this. If you sell cold soup at your restaurant or establishment, you should be getting a health violation fine. What, there, I said it.
No, what's the name of cold soup, you guys? What is it called? Pistachio?
You're having a stroke.
Wait, no, what's the name of cold soup? I know I'm close. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Hold on a second. I have dinner at 7, so if we could just hurry this along.
Gazpacho. Gazpacho. Yeah, I was so close.
You're going to thrive in Italy. You'll absolutely thrive. They're like, okay. He's like, I'm so worried about not blending in. He's like, Casasho? Hey. He's like, he doesn't work here anymore.
How we doing? Everyone capetian? All right. Let's go over to Jess. I'm tired of people acting like their mental health is an accessory. If you cancel plans every time you feel slightly stressed, that's fine. But don't be surprised when you start losing friends. There, I said it.
That's on period. I knew someone once that, like, every time we make plans, I was just waiting for the text. 15 minutes before.
I had a friend like that. Didn't even
show up to my birthday party.
Which one?
Turn the mics off.
Oh, shocker.
I was like, are we going to hang out? She's like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, one of those people.
Okay.
I don't know who. This is Alyssa. This is her words, no one else's. I would low-key hook up with Keebler Elf. There, I said it. Can you guys please play Chapel Roan for my daughter? Thanks.
What's happening? What?
Oh, there's a lot to unpack here, Alyssa. Thank you so much for weighing in. Let me go over to Jess. I'm tired of people acting like they're... No, I just did that, didn't
I? Yeah, you did.
Who's this one? Moose, you weren't kidding. I went to Hollywood when I was in California the other week, and it was disgusting. This city smells like poop, and there's a Starbucks at every corner. I was really disappointed. The whole city needs a shower. There, I said it. Oh, I know. I know. Trust me.
Should I get to a back-to-school take?
Please.
This person says, school isn't the problem. Most students are just lazy. There, I said it. Everyone loves to blame the education system for their failures, but the truth is most students just don't put in the effort.
No, that's 100% right.
The system has failed me.
That's, you know.
You haven't turned in your homework in 7 weeks.
Your head's buried in TikTok. I mean, what do you expect? And then I'll we'll end it with the most toxic man in Rochester. Who, Breeze?
Big Ed!
Sup, guys? Happy Friday. It's Big Ed. Hey, here's one to start your weekend off. Why did the stripper get a job at the bakery? Because she already knew how to roll the dough and work the pole. Have fun in Italy, Moose. All right, thank you so much. My mom listens to this show.
You crowd working last night at the landing strip? What's happening here?
Sometimes I can't tell if the ratings are through the roof or if we're just talking to ourselves. You know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X. 98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Some Rochester City School District staff have not been paid in nearly 2 months due to technical issues with a new management system. And the district, I guess they transitioned to Oracle, which is a new financial software, which has caused payroll problems like you wouldn't believe. It has affected hundreds of employees from getting their paycheck, either on time or just the right amount. And who wouldn't panic after not receiving a paycheck in over 2 months?
Yeah, absolutely.
You imagine? President of the Rochester Teachers Association says a whole lot of people working for the district are either not getting paid, nor they're getting paid accurately, or getting paid in a timely way. And this doesn't affect just teachers. It's anybody who works for Rochester City School District. All back pay should be resolved and in staff in their bank accounts by September 19th, if not earlier. That's still like 20 days away, but people are not happy, and they shouldn't be. They're complaining that sometimes it takes 5 days, a week, or even longer to get a paycheck from the district. But in this case, it's been 2 months. This is so illegal.
Yeah, very much so. Also, like, I mean, I know it's not just teachers, but it's a good time for it to happen because some of them don't get paid in the summer. So
some of these teachers,
work out the kinks before the real stuff starts.
They got to get their crap together. And one employee says a lot of us are just living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
We've all been there. So when we're missing a paycheck and it doesn't come when it's expected, or it's 2 months late and we have rent due or the mortgage,
spent it.
Yeah, it could be a very scary situation. And the district previously stated that paychecks would go out as scheduled next Friday, but confidence among a lot of the staff remains pretty low.
Oh, that's so gut-wrenching.
The last time I remember a similar situation, this happened years back when I was waiting for over a week for my next paycheck because I was on my last dime. It was close to going in the red. I finally got my paycheck and it was almost $250 short.
Stop.
And it's the most deflating feeling because a lot of us, what do? Before we even get paid, we count the money we don't even have yet.
Right.
Some of us spend the money we don't have yet.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Sure. And then when you don't get it, it's like around and around we go. Coming up on the show, we're going to keep this mom anonymous this morning. But imagine finding out your 17-year-old daughter is pregnant and she tells you she's keeping the baby. But as her mother, you're saying absolutely not. Adoption is the only option. That's the dilemma this mom in Farmington is facing right now. And she wants to know if she has the final say. 585-252-9800. Let us know what you think. We'll talk about it all coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Imagine finding out that your 17-year-old daughter is pregnant and has been hiding it from you and now says she's keeping the baby, but as her mother, you say, no, you're not. You're putting it up for adoption.
Oh, my God.
And this message came in to us on a Monday. I never saw it. The person who wrote it is from Farmington, asked to remain anonymous. That's fine. Wants to know if anyone else thinks she's out of line for demanding her daughter put her baby up for adoption. 585-252-9800 if you want to call or text in. Here's the actual message. Hi, I'm going to try and keep this quick, but I found out that my 17-year-old daughter is pregnant. And she swears she's keeping the baby and figuring it out as she goes.
Oh my gosh.
Meanwhile, she's still in high school, doesn't have a job, has no clue what raising a child actually takes. And here's where I stand. She lives under my roof. She's still a kid herself. And I don't believe she's capable of raising a baby right now. I truly think adoption is the only responsible option. There are families out there who are ready and praying for a child, and my daughter is not in that place yet. The problem is, she says it's her choice, and I don't get to decide. I disagree. I'm her mother. She's still a minor. She lives in my home. So at the end of the day, it should be my decision. If anyone thinks I am wrong, I would love to hear why, but I can't sit back and watch her throw her entire future away before it's even started. Thank you for reading this.
I definitely don't think it's her choice. I definitely disagree with that 150%.
I don't think it's the mother's decision either to make this call. I understand she wants what's best for her daughter, who's only 17 and still lives at home.
Right.
But something tells me if she did force her to give it up for adoption, this girl may never forgive her mother again. And I've never been pregnant, you guys. Shocker. So I don't know what I would do in this situation. But 585-252-9800, let us know what you guys think. So this is the mom that wrote this message from Farmington, and she has a serious problem with the fact that she doesn't get the final say, but why would she? You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. It's insane.
Let me get to one text that came in right away from Sherry that says, I'm sorry, but at 17, she doesn't get to make this call. She's underage. And if she lives at home and she's not prepared, then the mom is right. Adoption is the smartest choice for the baby and for her future.
For sure. We have a call coming in right now from Bethany. It's Bethany. Bethany, you're live on PXY. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Bethany. How are you?
All right. So let's just say that you want...
oh my God, you're dying laughing.
Office forever. Because what in the right wing,
okay,
not my body, my choice, is this mother doing to her daughter?
Yeah, it's
like
it's
the audacity to tell her that she has to give up the baby for adoption. Listen, I'm not saying 17 is the right age to have a baby,
right,
and that she is prepared or that she has a job, but in what world? I would never do this to my daughter, who is only 3 years old right now. If she comes home at 17 and says, Mom, I'm pregnant. First of all, that girl clearly knew she couldn't have trust in her mother to go home and say, Mom, I might have messed up. I'm pregnant.
No,
what
she's been hiding it.
Yeah.
If she has to hide it from her mother, that poor girl, like, honey, come live with me. I will figure out a way. I'm a single mom, and I will figure out a way to help you raise that baby.
Bethany's door is open. Let's go.
Thanks for the call.
How can you say that to your own child, knowing that that's your grandchild and that's their baby?
I know. I know. Like, so what do you suggest that the daughter does?
Aside from coming to live with you, what are the other options?
It's going to be hard on her, but if she has to go out on her own, she's got to figure it out. If that's what she wants to do, she needs to make it work, because that's what you do when you have a child.
Absolutely.
I do agree that adoption might be, you know, a better avenue, but it's not the right option for everybody. And to say that you have to do that, what a way to drive a wedge right between you and your daughter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, you make a good point.
Bethany, thank you so much. And thank you for, you know, stepping in as the Open Door Mission as well. We really appreciate that. We love you. Have a good one. Bye.
Text coming in from Laura that says this mom is so out of line. And I understand daughter lives at home, but it's the mom's
It's not the mom's decision. It's the daughter's decision. Listen, the mom can guide the daughter
well
in any way that she wants to. But at the end of the day, her coming in hot and acting like my house, my rules, my say, that's not the only say.
Right.
It's just not.
She goes on to say, taking a baby away from her mother just because you say so is setting your daughter up to resent you forever. Hi, Moose and Breezy. So I wanted to text you guys because I was also adopted. And I can tell you adoption can be a beautiful thing, but it has to come from the birth mother's heart. If you pressure her into it, yes, she will resent you and possibly the child too.
Yeah. The last thing that you want to do is live with regret because you were forced into doing something. And listen, I'm not saying the mom is wrong for suggesting this. I think it is a feasible option and probably a good option for her mental health as well. Times out of 10, when I take my mom's advice, I never regret it. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, you only regret it when you're a lot younger and you don't want to listen to anything they tell you to do. Is this a situation where mom knows best?
Mm-hmm. It's hard because she definitely needs to... She needs to let her kid figure this out on her own. And although it is probably one of the most biggest decisions you will ever make, because it's a decision that is going to affect you for the rest of your life every single day. Everyone's like, it's 18 years. You can figure out. It's 18 years of them living with you, potentially more. But you are a parent forever.
Always. So, if you guys are just tuning in for Parental this morning, we get this anonymous message from a mom this past Monday. That her 17-year-old daughter comes to her, tells her she's pregnant, she's been hiding it, and the mom doesn't give her an option to keep it or not. She goes, no, you're 100% putting it up for adoption. At the end of the day, you live in my house, my rules, it's my decision, I know what's best. Cass says, this is a tough one, but here's my advice. Sit her down, show her the full cost of raising a child, mm-hmm. budget, responsibilities, everything. If after that she still says she wants to keep the baby, then at least you know she's making an informed decision.
Give her options instead of telling her this is the option, this is the best option, this is the only option, and this is the option that you're going to take.
Yeah. It's a really tough call, and everyone messaging in has a valid point. I mean, mm-hmm. the mom is trying to do what's best for her 17-year-old daughter,
yeah.
and then the girl, she's trying to do what's best for her unborn baby. Yeah. But any decision you make, I'm assuming it's coming from a place of love. We got to take a quick break. Thank you guys for all the messages on this one. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Hey!
PXY Ciao. Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So, in the next couple of days, I'm setting sail, heading to Italy, you guys.
Totally going on a plane.
Gonna go get some sauce and olive oil and see all the aunts, uncles, the whole fam. And Breezy mentioned that people in the office here are taking bets.
No, we're all really nervous. And
on whether or not I'm going to be returning home.
My money is on you not coming back.
And yesterday, I'm upstairs in Mike Danger's office, our boss. And I'm saying goodbye because I'm not going to see him today. And he's like, have the best time. And he goes, I'm going to be fully transparent with you, Moose. I don't think you're going to want to come home. I go, why does everyone keep saying this?
Yeah, I don't think you're coming home. To be honest, I really don't.
Now, this is my first time in Italy. This is my first time in Europe, to be quite honest with you. I've been to a lot of places. Europe is not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, at first, very anxious. I was stressed out.
Now that it's, like, closer, how
yeah.
are we feeling about it?
Because
it's soon. It's, like, happening tomorrow.
It's very, very soon. So, a couple days. And I'm going to take some time to myself, but I'm taking this trip with my mom and dad. My other brothers are not going. So it's me, my parents.
They have a wife, kids.
Right.
You know, a family.
We're going to, you know, and I don't have those type of responsibilities. But the other thing, too, is that I have an opportunity to travel with my parents internationally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I'm going to have that opportunity to do that again.
And at first, I almost said, no, I don't think I'm going to do the trip.
And then if it wasn't for me pushing you, you would have still been here.
That's a possibility.
And I was like, you have to go. And you're like, but think about the show. I'm like, it's going to be fine.
I know there was a lot weighing on me and things I had to do. And, you know, it was a whole thing. I think a lot of us, that's the difference. So many of us here, we live to work. It's the opposite there.
Yeah.
And I've been doing nothing but watching cooking shows. I've been watching the Stanley Tucci show where he's traveling around Italy, eating all the pastas, drinking all the wines. And I'm making a list of all those places in Rome that I want to maybe stop at and go visit.
Right.
And I'm psyching myself up. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But I think I'm also excited just to see where my father grew up. Because he hasn't been back in 20 years. Now I'm going and I'm getting connected with my roots and I'm seeing my family and cousins I haven't even met yet.
Yeah.
And I think, according to what Danger told me yesterday, this trip, he goes, it will change you and it's going to change you for the better.
Yeah. And I know you were hesitant about going at first and it wasn't really like in the cards for you. And you're like, how can I do this? How can I take time off? This is a lot. The timing's bad. Like any excuse in the book. And I was like, you literally have to go. But I've been talking to everybody and like briefing them on, you know, if you guys
briefing them,
if you guys don't see us, like Moose is going to be in Italy and I'm going to be, you know, here, there and everywhere. And they basically were like, I genuinely don't think he'll come back.
This is what
and
I'm
I was like, yeah, I don't think so either. Do you want to take bets? You know me, always trying to grease a dime. So I'm like, do you want to take a bet? So I got CMF down the hall to wager 50. I got Scott to only wager like 25 because it's cheap. And then the B didn't want to participate, but they said verbally they don't think you're coming back either.
Well, here's the thing. I found out that there is an option for me to get dual citizenship because my dad was born there.
That is
I'm like,
tea.
Oh, I might have to do that.
Now you're pumping in live remote.
I might have to do that. And this is also... I'm really excited too because now that I've been doing my research and I've been psyching myself up for the trip.
Yeah.
I ended up getting a limo for myself while I was there. private limo.
Obviously Moose has not been to Europe and I have, so I'm a little more cultured than you when it comes to this specific trip. Everything there is so small, so their like average sedan is a Mini Cooper. And then their limo, quote unquote, is just going to be like a Nissan Altima. You know what I mean? It's just going to be a little bigger.
I don't think so.
I do.
I was like, you know, I'm on vacation. If I'm going to splurge and I'm going to have a good old time, now would be the time to do it.
I have one like massive request for you. So when I was in Italy, went to Florence, and I relived reenacted, my Lizzie McGuire dream of her on the back of a red moped.
I found
a red moped on the street. It wasn't mine. I had no authorization to even touch it, but I was on it. I went on it, just sitting on it. I just took a picture of it.
Wild. You would do that in another country.
I know. I was young, but I would still do it now to this day. I want you to recreate that photo so we can have two photos of us on a moped in Italy side by side. Think about the content.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm most excited about too? Danger told me that when he was there last month, the women, even at the bus stops, like the people waiting at the bus stops are gorgeous. Okay. And he's like, you don't see those type of people waiting at the bus stop here in the country. I'm like, no, that's true. You have supermodels who take the bus there. And here it's usually somebody in a poopy diaper.
We love a humble queen. You know?
We really do. And it's just different. Their way of life. Everything is just chill, relax, go with the flow. So I'm very, very excited, like I said, to go there and get connected with my roots and experience something I've never experienced in my life.
All right. I'm going to just throw it out there. He's like, I can't wait to go see family, get connected with my roots. Bang. All I hear is this. I'm going to Italy. I'm finding a hot wife. And I'm never returning. That's all I got from that conversation.
I'm going to be so baller. I kept telling Breezy I'm trying to keep a low profile. And I book a private limo.
No, literally. He's like, I don't want to be seen. I'm like, everyone is going to see you.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. again.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Get up. Uncomfortable.
PXY Mornings.
I hate it here.
Well, this is interesting. Men, legitimate question. Let's say you discovered love tonight. Let's say you discovered that your woman cheated on you, and that would obviously hurt quite a bit. But would you feel better if the person she cheated on with you was a woman? Yes or no? 585-252-9800, because they did a study where they asked a group of men if cheating is more acceptable if their girlfriend cheated on them with another woman. And a majority of men said, yeah, that would probably hurt less.
That's disgusting.
But why? But why?
And why is that? Because you don't think that women-on-women relationships are valid?
Well, you know, ego is ego. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I would be hurt just as much. But there's a lot of guys who are like, I think I would feel better if I knew she cheated on me with a woman.
And that should actually make it feel so much worse, because it just goes to show that she was that unattracted to you that she had to go find someone that is literally the complete and utter opposite of you.
That's that. So women, if you found out, let's reverse the roles here. If you found out that your guy went full Brokeback Mountain on you, would that hurt less? Instead of you finding out he cheated with another woman? I just find this to be
no,
so fascinating.
Absolutely, 100% no. Because that means that not only has your entire relationship been a lie and your partner has been unfaithful and, you know, had some infidelity issues, but also it's not just because they don't like you as a person. It's because they're just not into you.
Listen, people,
and your gender.
Listen, we've been doing this show for a long time. People cheat for all types of reasons, whether they're fulfilled or not. They're lacking something within their relationship. That we totally get. But the question is why would it make you feel better if you knew they were cheating on you with the same sex? I find this very interesting.
It's truly, this is so bad. It couldn't be worse.
Hello, PXY.
What the heck is wrong with you two?
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Teresa, you know, I wish when you called, you'd introduce yourself
and
say hello.
Yeah, you always just come in so hot.
How come you never say hi?
Come on. Listen, guys, you know, the more and more I listen to you, the more I think you guys need to be medicated. This is unbelievable.
Not the two-for-one lobotomy.
I hope, you know, the only reason I listen is to try to win tickets, okay?
Right.
Why are you asking this question?
Because I found it to be fascinating.
It's making me sick. If you found out your girlfriend cheated with another girl, would that be okay? What the hell? You two are disgusting.
Again, please don't put me in this category.
Let me guess. This is another question that Moose was dying to ask, right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head.
Breezy, listen. You guys sit there giggling like a teenager. You know, and Moose,
I'm just as disgusted. You're no better. I'm just as disgusted as you, Teresa. Please,
spare me. You need to get checked. You need to get checked. Okay,
spare me.
It doesn't matter if a woman. Listen. It doesn't matter if it's a woman, a man, or a freaking garden gnome, okay? Cheating is cheating. End of story. Let me tell you something. My daughter, she's single, going through a horrible divorce.
How long has this divorce lasted?
Listen. My other daughter, her husband's amazing, okay? If he cheated on her, it doesn't matter if it's with a man or a woman. She still would be hurt.
Teresa,
come on.
The majority of men that were asked said they would feel less hurt.
Come on.
Let me ask you, Teresa, serious question, though. Let's paint a picture here. You just came home from Scott Miller. You got a beautiful blowout, and you're excited to come home and show your husband. The lights are off. You walk into the house. Your husband's on the sofa spooning another man. Feel less painful?
You guys need help. You know, this is just it's disgusting. Yeah, every time
Again,
I listen to this show, I swear, I'm never calling again. And here I am.
I say that every week.
Somebody's got to tell you the truth and hold you accountable. You guys give me a stomachache. Well, why can't you talk about something nice like family dinners and everyone around the table? It's unbelievable. You really need help.
Why can't we talk about family dinners? No, we prefer DoorDash.
Again. Oh, my God. You know what? You're sick. You're sick. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Teresa. Thanks for calling in.
My God. She always adds so much, you know.
She really does.
Listen. My daughters, listen. We're listening.
You know, hold on. I got to get to this. One text coming in real quick. This one came in from Sean, who says, honest, it's crazy you guys bring this up because I had the same conversation with my girlfriend last week about this. And yes, if she cheated, I would be hurt, but a lot less hurt if I found out it was with another woman. Have a great day, you guys.
Oh, you're sick.
Sick
and twisted, Sean. Sick Sean Wangan.
Asking the hard-hitting questions Monday through Friday right here on PXY Mornings.
Oh, my God.
PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. There is something you guys might see. I don't know, if you're at the gym, you're walking through a suburban neighborhood.
So bizarre.
Someone explain to me, what is the deal with all the weighted vest?
Oh, it's a thing.
Everyone is wearing a weighted vest, and I can't tell if I should make fun of them or if I secretly want one.
Yeah, are you ordering one on Amazon?
Last night, I found myself scrolling Amazon, and some of them...
You don't need a weighted vest.
They were like $70.
No, they're not cheap. They're definitely not cheap, which we could just... Here's what we could do to combat that is we just buy a puffer vest from Old Navy and we just start filling it with rocks.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's a good one. So if I'm going to spend $70 on a weighted vest, then I'm not just wearing it when I work out. Like I want to walk around with it on in public. The dude I saw yesterday at the East Ave Wegmans buying bananas, he was wearing a weighted vest. He never took it off. I said, I can't believe I'm even saying this right now, but it kind of looks cool.
So
I was actually like, eh, he looks ridiculous, but at the same time, kind of looks like a cop. How many of you...
Oh, this just goes back to you wanting to be a cop so bad.
How many of you work out with a weighted vest on, and I want to know if it actually hurts your back or not. Is it worth looking into purchasing one?
Moose wants people to think he's wearing a bulletproof vest that he's on the clock. I'm like...
Stroll down Park Ave. Yeah, it's a weighted vest.
No,
it's a bulletproof vest.
You know what you would do? You would hold the straps. You'd walk around holding the straps.
That's right.
Like, checking everything out. How's the crime around here? And then there would be someone blatantly robbing the CVS. And you'd just be like, have a good day, sir.
Now,
I'm safe.
I hear they are effective, but I just want to know, is it like okay to wear one just to run errands? Or maybe...
No, not at all, you freak.
Maybe to a nice formal dinner with friends.
No. Absolutely not.
I don't know.
You just have beads of sweat dripping down your forehead in a full four-piece suit.
So, well, I Googled, can you wear a, like 20-pound weighted vest underneath a button-down dress shirt? And it came up.
Of course you Googled that.
It was like, no, you definitely can't do that. But I'm just trying to figure out because I used to wear weighted weights around my ankles when I used to work out. I don't do that now.
He's like, for my aerobics class in Hollywood.
But I feel
me and Sandra Bullock, your partners.
I feel like if I did purchase one of these weighted vests, yes, I would look like a cop. But I've heard some negative things about the weighted vest.
Yeah.
I hear they're horrible for your back. And anyone knows how, like, do you guys know how true that is? If you're running or working out with 20 pounds strapped around your chest, I would imagine that can do some wear and tear.
Yeah, your spine's just like snapping in half. Well, I used to be heavily, heavily involved in the CrossFit community. As we know.
Yeah.
And there is this workout that they do every Memorial Day called the Murph. And the Murph is 1 mile to start, 100 push-ups, 200 pull-ups, 300 squats, and then another mile run to close it out.
And what time? And how much?
However long it takes you, but you have to wear a 20-pound weighted vest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, I did it 1 year.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm going to skip the weighted vest this year. Like, you know, it's just, I'm just trying to survive. You know, I'm just trying to get through. And my trainer, coach, whatever you want to call her, looks at me and was like, yeah, that's probably best for you considering the fact that you're wearing a weighted vest every single day. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Not you calling me fat. Not me in therapy for years after that. Not me quitting CrossFit instantly.
Yeah, that's very...
So thanks for triggering me this morning.
Yeah, they are very straightforward. No, of course.
It was like, oh, cute. I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I'll read between the lines. Anyways, I think they're stupid. I think they're dumb.
I'm assuming the same type of people who wear the vest in public are the same ones who wear their Midtown gym bracelets in public, too, to let everyone know they work out in Midtown.
It's so dumb. It's like, I get that as humans, like, we need validation, some more than others. I mean, there was a point in my life where I need validation more than I needed air. I think I've matured since then, and now it's like,
have you?
You know, a little straw I'm breathing in and out of every day. But I don't know why we need validation for just living life and keeping our bodies healthy.
That's the world we're in right now.
It's just like you with a weighted vest on walking on the street. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Ask me about my patches. Don't even get me started on the patches. They have to put the patches on the weighted vest. And it's giving, here's where I take issue. It's giving military, and it's disrespectful to the people who have actually served our country.
Wow, what a stretch, Brady.
No, I'm the voice for the military community. So
please don't say that. Let me go over to Shauna real quick. I walked my dog in a weighted vest not long ago and almost died trying to get up the stairs. You're right. It really does hurt your back if you wear it for too long. Kaylee says, Moose, you will do anything to be a cop. It's hilarious. Well, I come from a very large background of cops, Kaylee.
Do you?
Yeah, my uncle...
He goes, I had a third cousin once that was in the academy and never made it through.
No, my uncle's ex-girlfriend's brother was a cop.
Yeah, long list. Family tree.
Let me go for this person. My husband wears it to do laundry. I won't wear one. I tried running in one for 5 minutes and I almost collapsed.
I think it's disrespectful to the people serving our country. So
he wears it to do laundry.
Like, give me a break.
It would be really cool if you can start customizing your vest with like LED lights along with stickers and whatnot.
They do. That's what I'm talking about with the patches. They put the patches on.
I want that. Yeah. I think I'm gonna do it.
Wait. You buying a weighted vest but not putting anything in it and just wearing it for the patches. I'm like, all right, yeah, this really defeats the purpose. You're like, but it's fashion. Look it up.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me.